From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to Let the Bible Speak. In just a few minutes, you'll hear a message from God's Word brought by Dr. Alan Cairns, the Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Currently, Dr. Cairns is bringing a series of messages on the subject of prayer, dealing especially with Christ's own instructions as found in the Lord's Prayer. The first, and indeed the chief petition in the prayer, and in all prayer, is Hallowed be thy name. Today, Dr. Cairns begins an examination of the second petition, Thy Kingdom Come. Of course, in order to understand what we are praying for in this petition, we must first know what the kingdom is. As Dr. Cairns will explain, the kingdom referred to here is not God's sovereign reign over His creation. Rather, it is that kingdom of grace which the Lord Jesus Christ brings into the lives of those who acknowledge Him as their personal Savior and Lord. Dr. Cairns will commence the message in a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to encouraging words from Faith Checkbook, a devotional collection from the pen of the great 19th century preacher C.H. Spurgeon. Today's devotional is called The Safest Shelter. The text is Isaiah chapter 32 and verse 2. And a man shall be as an hiding place from the wind and a covert from the tempest. Who this man is, we all know. Who could he be but the second man, the Lord from heaven, the man of sorrows, the Son of Man? What a hiding place he has been to his people. He bears the full force of the wind himself, and so he shelters those who hide themselves in him. We have thus escaped the wrath of God, and we shall thus escape the anger of men, the cares of this life, and the dread of death. Why do we stand in the wind when we may so readily and so surely get out of it by hiding behind our Lord? Let us this day run to Him and be at peace. Often the common wind of trouble rises in its force and becomes a tempest, sweeping everything before it. Things which looked firm and stable rock in the blast, and many and great are the falls among our carnal confidences. Our Lord Jesus, the glorious man, is a covert which is never blown down. In Him we mark the tempest sweeping by, but we ourselves rest in delightful serenity. This day, let us just stow ourselves away in our hiding place, and sit and sing under the protection of our covert. Blessed Jesus, how we love Thee! Well we may, for Thou art to us a shelter in the time of storm.
Jesus, ruler of
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We'd like to encourage you to take advantage of some of the free literature we offer on the program. We're pleased to announce that the newest edition of Let the Bible Speak Quarterly Magazine is now available. The theme of the current issue is the subject of temptation. In 5 articles, various ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church discuss such issues as how to recognize the temptation to sin, the temptation of Christ, and overcoming temptation. Among other articles of interest in this issue, you'll find a focus on the land of Macedonia, as well as the inspiring testimony of a young man born with cerebral palsy who is a glowing witness for Christ. A copy is available simply for the asking, and we promise that there will be no follow-up letters soliciting funds. For your free copy, just write to us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you soon.
In Matthew chapter 6 and verse 10, we come to the second of the petitions of the Lord's Prayer. The first was, Hallowed be thy name. The second one is, Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. Now, it's very natural that having focused on the holy, unspeakable greatness of the Father's name, the Lord Jesus should now direct our attention to the thought of His dominion. For that really lies at the root and heart of the meaning of the word kingdom. It has fundamentally the idea of dominion, of rule, or of reigning. Now, I have to say right from the very beginning that this word kingdom is one of those words in the Scripture that is deceptively simple. We can all say it without too much difficulty. Most of us even can spell it. A few of us even can turn up passages of Scripture where the Bible says something about it. It's a deceptively simple term. The reality is very different. This is one of the most complex, multifaceted, and difficult themes in all the New Testament Scriptures, or for that matter, indeed, in all the Bible, because it does appear in both Testaments. I don't want to give you a lecture in theology. That's not my job today. What I want us to do is simply take an overview of what this word, this expression, really speaks about in Scripture. Because until and unless we know that, it stands to reason that we haven't any hope of understanding what we pray when we say, Thy kingdom come. Most people will say those words. And yet when they've said them, they have only the vaguest notion of what it is they've just asked the Lord for. The idea of the kingdom is used in three fundamental ways. First of all, it's used of the kingdom of God's government. The Lord has what I will call an essential sovereignty. Now understand, I'm using the word essential in its proper meaning. I'm saying it inheres in the very essence of God. When you say the word God, you are speaking of the being who is of internal necessity, sovereign over everything else. God is, and everything else exists at His will because of His creative order, because of His sustaining power. And everything that is not God, everything that God has created, is under His absolute, unshakable, and eternal sovereignty. We read in Psalm 103 and verse 19, the Lord hath prepared His throne in the heavens. His kingdom ruleth over all. Now that is the universal sovereignty of God. That's His kingdom in control. But that is not the subject of this prayer. That when Jesus taught us to pray, Thy kingdom come, He was not referring to that essential kingdom of God's government and sovereignty over all His creation. That sovereignty is as essential as God is. It's not a matter for prayer. You may as well pray that God would exist as to pray that this kingdom would come about. We may well pray that men may recognize it and joyfully, penitently submit themselves to it. We may well pray that. But we may not pray that this kingdom would come or come to pass. As I've said, it's as real as the existence of God. It is. Doesn't need to be prayed for. It is. And therefore, there is nothing in heaven, nothing in earth, nothing in hell, nothing among all the creatures of God that can ever for one moment alter by a hair's breadth this eternal, essential, sovereign kingdom of our God. So obviously here in the text, the word kingdom has a much more specialized meaning. And it's important that we grasp this. The second great idea in the kingdom, and this is something that we now are to pray for, is the kingdom of grace. This is essentially what the Lord Jesus is praying or talking about here in this prayer. Now, this kingdom is central to the four Gospels and indeed to the whole revelation of God in the Lord Jesus Christ. It appears very frequently. The kingdom appears some 49 or 50 times in the book of Matthew alone. He normally speaks of it as the kingdom of heaven. But this kingdom is something that is mentioned again and again and again in the New Testament. And yet here's a strange thing. There's not one single text that I'm aware of, and I think I've looked at them all. I'll go further, there's not one single writer that I've ever read who has ever been able to cite a text that he has read that anywhere in all the Bible defines the kingdom. So here's a term that is so fundamental that it's used with great frequency, and yet it's never defined. What the Lord does is He depicts it, He describes it in parables and in pictures. We have read some of them this morning, where He says the kingdom of heaven is like unto, and He gives you an illustration, but that illustration is going to be of one aspect of the kingdom. Nowhere does He define it. Now that raises the question, how are we to understand it then? Remembering if we don't understand it, we can't pray effectively, "Thy kingdom come." Well, let's look at some of what the Scripture says on the subject. And let me commence with a very simple but very significant fact. We turn to Matthew chapter 11 and verse 11. And there is a text of Scripture that I'm not going to try to expound. I have given you an explanation of it on other occasions at various times. But Jesus says about John the Baptist, "Among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." Now, as I say, without getting into the exposition of the text, there's one thing that stands out very clearly here. The Lord Jesus is drawing, as it were, a line of time. And He's saying, up until this time we have all these prophets, and standing now in many ways is the greatest of them is John the Baptist. But he that is least in the kingdom is greater than he. In other words, on the other side of this timeline from John the Baptist, something is commencing, and it is what Jesus calls the kingdom. And what I want you to see is that the kingdom comes with Jesus Christ. I think that's very important for many reasons that I really don't have time to follow through. But let me emphasize a basic fact that I keep on trying to get through to your heart as well as my own. There is always a tendency in people to intellectualize the gospel. There's always a tendency to come with the theory of the atonement, the theory or even the theology of the atonement and the incarnation or the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we have these things all so systematized. Remember, I'm speaking as somebody who has spent the greater part of his life teaching systematics, systematic theology. I'm not against it. But the problem is we can get so wrapped up in little systems that we are like miniature Aristotles or Thomas Aquinas's, and we have everything led forth in such logical form that we have the theory, but we have missed the Christ. The kingdom. I could introduce you to a multi-volume set that is dealing with this one single theme of the kingdom. Other great tomes written about the kingdom. And I could introduce you to people who have this view and that view and the other view. And by the time you've got through it all, you've got all their theories. But somehow in the mix, it's missed. The kingdom essentially is Christ coming, revealing himself, working, saving, blessing, ruling. That's the kingdom. Starts with Christ.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We are here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.